Blog Talk Radio. fast jams, some slow jams, some groove jams, some sing-alongs. We're going to hit some of her favorites. We're going to hit some of her, you know, we're going to hit some of her different songs, you know, when she went through different things, just songs that was just staples to her. And this is not said at any particular person, any particular situation, any particular thing. This is just grooving. So if you're in your feelings tonight as we play this show and we go through some things that definitely celebrates Shirley Elizabeth Baptiste, then this ain't the show for you tonight because this is a tribute show. You know, we always say give people their flowers while they're alive. And I did. I gave my mother her flowers often. I told her many things that I was proud of her for. Things that I watched and thoroughly enjoyed her just capitalizing on. You know, a lot of times we get down because of what we think we could have accomplished, what we feel like we should have accomplished, just things that we wish that we would have either done different, given more time to, or, you know, Just wish we would have said the things that we have wanted to say. And one of the greatest things that I can say is I'm not a person who holds my tongue. I'm not a person who holds back on a lot of things. I like to really tell things as they are and as they may be and as they come along. And if you know my mom, you know that's one of the things that she was about. Say what needed to be said, and let's move on. Let's go do something that's going to be important, sufficient, needed for our communities. She wasn't a fan of just saying things to, you know, just waste time. I want to share with y'all in this season that my mom used to always tell me to trust my intuition, believe in who I am, chase after my goals, go after my dreams. But just more than anything, just believe myself. If I say it, if I want to achieve it, if I want to go after whatever it is that I want to go after, that first I have to believe it. And then this season, a lot of y'all need to hear that. Before you can be wherever it is that you want to be, before you could do whatever it is that that you want to do and that you want to accomplish and get to, you got to believe it. And a part of the believing process is understanding that once you get there, that once you are where you are and where you want to be, that you have to go after that goal. You have to attain that goal. You have to put everything that you can into that goal. But as you get to that point of having it and achieving it, you can't let it go to your head. We'll be right back after this quick muscle break.
Earring in the navel, like she said, she's wet. She's loyal to you, but hold your teeth. smoke. Get wrecked in the kitchen like she run the cooking channel. It's getting hot, the heat in the car door. Goddamn, she's the mother to be your hook of twins. Give me your whole tribe and be as sexy as Jenna was on the cover of Vibe. She slick talk, threatened the wolf. She got a girlfriend that used to tap back with, so she always worry a bitch. So tell her, hold it there, my I get your high rank. Sometimes you well, but I guess that's the style. If you lay up in my high rise, will you stay wise? Will I play dice? Open your eyes, girl. Don't believe those jealous type cats. Cause I'm the one been in for late night cats. I told you, girl, my home is my castle. Understand it won't be no hassle.
I heard you think along the battle of the beat. It weren't 5 nights. I bet you had the time of your life. Working so hard and so long to make a record. Finally to make a song, people respect it. Collected dough at the show as you sip the mo. Now you hitting a hoe you never hit before. That's some shit. How much better could it get? Got the leather with the wood kit. All up in the whip. Don't fall into the pit. We're calling it wet. It's really not. This is just one single you got that's really hot. Tomorrow it could bust just like a blood clot. Leave you in the dust for your body to rot. Another party to rock. If it's you or if it's me, it doesn't matter cause it just won't stop. Don't let your grave matter pop. Cause when you release the album, if they don't stop, you're gonna get dropped. So one single don't make you the shit.
Alright, y'all. We kicking it. So as we celebrate my mom, and I know I'm not going all in super emotional cause I want to go through this show intentionally. I don't want to rush anything tonight. I want it to be exactly what it is for, what it is meant for, which is to celebrate the life of a beautiful woman. One of the things that, if you've ever met my mom in person, like you've ever gotten to know her and you've gotten to be around her and you've gotten to just feel her essence of a person, one of the things that you will know about her is she loved to see other people win. You know, my mom was not selfish in any type of capacity. Like, she wasn't the type of person that when you looked at her, you were like, oh, my God, we were in competition. We were, you know, like, she wasn't that, you know, her competitive nature wasn't about life, and it wasn't about materialistic things. It was about her kids. It was about, you know, providing. It was about the essence of being a mother and a woman. And, don't get me wrong, like, you know, a little bit was scrap with you. Now, them hands were serious, but like to see her desire to give back to people is truly, I think, one of the biggest attributes that I've ever taken from her. And I give it back to people in the sense of, oh, you know, we're going to go donate this money to XYZ cause, whatever. It was tangible, real life, in your face, like, let me help you where I can help you, and let me help meet the need where I can. And I think if there's any other trait that I've ever picked up from my mom, I think that is the one trait that I think that I buried myself in with myself as an adult person. Like, let me truly help you where I can help, you know. And it's funny because I was talking to one of my today, and one of the things we were talking about is people's desire to tell us how, you know, we want to be helped. Like, and don't get me wrong, everybody does need help, but it's like, when they show up to help, it's, I want to do this, I want to be in this capacity, I want to do it in this type of way. And not only do I want to do it in that type of way, but, like, you have to accept it. Like, you don't get to feel some different type of way about it. You truly have to accept that moment for exactly what it is. And I just always want to know, how is that fair? And one of the things that I used to always, when I was younger, I used to always wonder, I said, you know, mom, my favorite quality of my mom is watching my mom sit in a room
and listen to people talk and have all of her faculty, have all of her brain cells, her mind, her energy, her understanding, and listen to her, watch her, listen to others, and take it all in. And the most greatest part about it is whether it was good, bad, weird, crazy, there was always this kind of like glowish smile about my mom. Like it was just always kind of like, even when she wasn't intentionally attempting to smile, even when she was like trying to be angry, there was still like this weird smile that was still always there. And I just always felt like through the adversity of whatever we were going through, like that's the one thing that I loved about my mom. I loved her smile. We'll be right back after this next commercial break. Crazy about it is, you know, my mom was the first person to recognize that I was a businessman when I was young. You know, it's funny, my mother recognized all of her kids' gifts, if that makes sense, right? You know, my oldest sister, she is truly the matriarch of the family.
Like, I love my older, you know, she, like, she understands her place. She understands her role. And she, like, she big sisters to, like, the greatest big sister power set. Like, she's never, like, overstepped her life or overshadowed, but she's always been there, been reliable, been a backbone. Like, she is, like, definitely, like, she's definitely the oldest sister. And the other sisters, they fall directly in the order. Like, you know, my third sister, my fourth sister, they are exactly what, three and four, two females back to back. And then my baby sister definitely acts like the baby. And so when you look at traits of, you know, number of siblings. But, like, to see the, like, to see the level of success that each of my sisters have attained in life, and the level of happiness and comfort and ambiguity that they can just live their life in, it's just amazing. Like, you know, because sometimes, you know, I look at all of my sisters and I say, "Dad, that's the beauty of it," you know, and then I realize that, you know, I had a hand put in it. My mother showed me, convinced me, and understood to me that I was a man at, like, five. And so it's always funny, like, my wife always says that I'm the more adultier adult. And let's just say firsthand, I witnessed what the world would do to a person. Not just in a sense of this was my mom or this was a woman, but just I firsthand account witnessed what the world, and I learned it, I understood by the time I was five. And talking with my mother and watching her life and being able to comprehend and process a lot of information early on, my mother would say things to me and explain things to me, and I would listen to them, and I would take them in wholehearted seriousness, because you have to understand at some point in life, you have to understand who you are. And you have to give yourself credit for the things that you are and that you are capable of. And so, like a young man who believed in the information that was being put out to me, I listened to my mother post deep fears, not knowing that very shortly thereafter I would have to apply all of the information that she had gave me and that the other men had given me in my life. I would have to wholeheartedly have changed by the time I was set and be willing to execute that plan the rest of the time. And it was funny because my mother didn't ask me to be excellent, to be great. She demanded. Like, with the girls, it was one thing. But, like, with me, it was a demand. You know, and often we call ourselves rebels, or we say we rebel against certain things. But there were some nobilities and some qualities and some things that she just wanted to ensure that she instilled in me. She did that differently with all of her kids on certain topics. Because you got to understand, parents, we know our kids. We know them at their best. We know them at their best. Like, there's some conversations that I've sat back and I've rehabbed with my mom. I remember a lot of things verbatim, very, very detailed. And so there's some conversations that I've rehad with her over the past few years, and that she was when she passed away. It's one of those things that I get. Like, there becomes the part of time in your life where you, some things you just get. Like, you don't have to, sell. You don't have to try to make it be something that it is or that it isn't. You don't have to do anything extra about it. Like, it just, it is. My mother made me believe in it is very, very early in life. If you want it, it is available. If you need it, you can go get it. But you have to go do some things about it. You have to believe in that. This was one of my favorite songs. I actually like the original as well, but this is one of my favorite songs because my mom used to yell at me for this song. I played the hell out of this song. If you know the album soundtrack that this song was on, then you know the song, and it's cool. If you know the original album of the original artist that found that song, you can go check that out, too. Just give you a couple of times to do the remake of the song. But my mama knows that this song was very instrumental in some changes and some parts on where it helped me more. This song was like number one on my player circle list in the 90s, so we'll go back some time. But if you know what you know, we'll be right back after this. Quick.
We were both happy. out into and let that whole song finish out. But this is about when my mother would yell up the steps and say, if you don't turn that whining bitch off. And I'd be like, Mama, that's not a whining bitch. That's Mary J. And she said, I don't care if it's a Mary J, a Mary K, an L, Mary L, M, N, O, or the P. And then she would say it just like that. You know my mama, you know her, when she starts getting quick mouth, that you know how she gets. And so then I would have to go ahead and turn Mary off. But, you know, that'll only be after I done, you know, I done played that song about 98,000 times. Now, my wife, my current wife would say that is when I decided that I want to serenade or have a music love marathon with myself and music, and that's fine. That's been me my whole life. My mama would tell you I've had a stereo in my room, and music has been, you know, music is life. I share with my mother. One of my mother's favorite singers of all time. So there was a point in time where I think I've heard every Whitney Houston album, soundtrack, musical score, movie, B movie. Like if Whitney Houston sang or had something to do, I think that's a part. In my household, because of it would just be befitting that, you know, Elizabeth being my daughter, her mother, you know, truly, but in that capacity. So that's one of the rare things that I feel like, you know, when generations pass on, there's some things that you, you know, that you just wish that that you could just see other people talk about. So, like, one story I know at some point that, it's going to just, like, come up with, as my daughter gets older and her and her mom have used the conversation at some point where she could have to come. There's probably not a day that goes by that Whitney Houston song doesn't like skip through my wife's mind, right? So, in doing so, there's going to become a point where they're going to have the Whitney Houston conversation. And, you know, it's great to have someone who is truly a fan of Whitney, who loves her voice, who's going to sit down with my daughter and share some iconic moments about Whitney and come from a fangirl perspective. And my mom, you know, if fangirl was like a title or whatever, like whatever they were back then, like I think like groupies was the term for like how whatever they did for celebrities. Now, you know, we're not talking about stalkers and all that other stuff. Cause baby, I'll tell you, in each generation, I will tell you, like, you think that the stories are crazy. You know, my mom would tell me stories. Like, I think that's what I want to do. Like, my mom, listen, y'all, let me tell you. I'm a singer, and some people always say that I overhype my mom. But my mom is probably, outside of my kids, is like 96% responsible for my success of who I am as a person. I like that. Just as a human. Understand that. Like, I'm not saying that other people didn't do, like, just come in and, like, you know, feel moments of health, periods of health, and, you know, men that, you know, do mentorship. I was in the program that is an opportunity. I'm not saying that I didn't do the part that I was supposed to do. I don't do it. All of that is whatever. But from a mental
fortitude standpoint, I'm trying to really find a way to like phrase it, because it's like, it's weird, like, because something's everything, and it's like, it's moments like this where, like, I'm trying to describe something, and I don't feel like any description that I give it to do it justice, right? It's like, even if I go with what I want to go with, I still feel like there's absolutely 1,000% something just missing from the equation. So, to not befuddle myself. To put myself in unnecessary disarray of attention. We're not going to do that to myself. To thyself be true. So I'm also telling that conversation because there's a word that I want to put there. There's a couple of words I want to put there, and I just don't feel like they adequately describe the magnitude of what my mother to my psyche. Like, my mother really shaped me mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. But more importantly, like, she gave me a voice, man. You know, we were celebrating National Elizabeth Day on 11/22. The day that she comes home. And that's why I tell people, like, these years, if you do right, listen, I'll tell you something, my mother. She said, if you do right, when it's time to celebrate anniversaries that are important to you, there will be people around you to celebrate those anniversaries. You won't have to look. You won't have to invite people. Don't be if you do. Because once you understand, as you begin to get older, and it took me, and I was telling my wife this the other day, telling my business partner, some wisdom things just really started clicking. That some people have said, that was one that clicked for me. Riding my bike and thinking about my daughter and thinking about all the different things that I see in them. And if you be right, like, Elizabeth is a miracle baby. It's funny because, like, we focus, and this is a quality that we focus on so much on not looking at her for, okay, that there's a problem. It's more of, where's the solution? How do we get to, this is teachable. To some people, no matter how, they still may not get it. And it's funny because my wife says it's not a disability, it's a different ability. She really should do that, like copyright, written, trademark, like whatever she needs. She really should own that. Every time that I'm dealing with a situation, I need to explain that. Like, that's always the phrase that I go back to. I really do. I'm like, I'm really stuck with that. And she has coined several phrases that I still use to say. But that one is special. And it reminds me so much of my mom. Because my mom would always attempt to reach people right where they were. If you're listening out there tonight, you have something that you'd like to say about my mom, show number
319-527-6700. Again, that is 319-527-6703. Call in. Our production team will be in the background and help you get onto the show tonight. About her. We're going to take a commercial break, though. Because there's some parts of my mom that I don't think, like, people who just believe that they knew her, I don't think they understood the power of just, you know, just everything that she brought to the table, man. That little lady was something serious, y'all. So, this song right here, that I'm getting ready to play as we go into this commercial break. This song is so sentimental to me, and it was because it wasn't, when this song came out, I was going through a really, 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 just kind of like just going through some things mentally, emotionally. And my mom had this CD in her car, and I took it out, she had the tape. And I took it out, and the song that I was listening to that day, I took it, and I went and got it. And I went and bought the CD. And I think this was like my gospel CD that was on repeat. But this was like, out of all the years of my life, like this was probably the absolute toughest year of my life when this album came out. So if you know this album, you'll see it. When this album came out that year, about a year and a half after this album came out, this album was just, and there's one particular song that I kept singing from this album. And one of my biggest breakthrough moments was my mom coming to sit in my room as this song was playing, and she asked me what my issue was, and we talked about it, and she moved heaven and earth. We that summer, me and her, we went on a trip. We went to go handle the situation that was an issue, and from that point forward, me and my mom never had another issue that, even if we were at our hottest of hots, meanest of means, angriest of angriest, that we couldn't have a conversation about. And it was this song. This was our therapy song for each other whenever we used to not see eye to eye. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Thank you. not what you want to do, but what the Lord wants you to do. If so, stand on your feet, look your neighbor in the eye and say, I'll do it. Listen, Stephen.
Just focus. It was that day that I told my mother what we would be doing on her birthday in 2023, and I told her she wouldn't be here. And she said, well, how do you know that I won't be here? And I said, well, I would be doing a tribute show on your birthday. And she looked at the calendar and she said, well, how do you know? I said, well, it's on a Sunday. She goes, well, what are you going to call it? And I said, I don't know what it's going to be called, but I said, I'm the host and I'm Dick Bapp. And she goes, but how? And my sister heard that. My baby sister heard that conversation. And she's been calling me Dick Bapp ever since. You have to work, guys, not knowing what the outcome is going to look like. You have to get up some days and just go and just push and just fight and just grab and just claw. Some days. Those cannot be your everyday. For those of you who can look at yourself and say, job well done in the season, sit down, organize, clean, detox your body, rejuvenate your spirit. Flush out your brain. Flush out all that negative energy. Flush out that negative waste inside of your body. Spiritually rehydrate. Get regrounded. Reconnect.
Actually, for the first time in a long time, I had to stop and tell y'all, like, I'm proud, like, for y'all who have not been paying attention, I am proud of me. Fuck y'all. Let me tell you something. And I learned this from my mother as well. I want y'all to hear this. And I'm not saying this to be nasty, but sometimes you got to say fuck them so you can actually look at you. Because everybody will have you to fuck looking at them. And you will forget that there is a you. When all the fuck them go home, you still got to be responsible for you. You still got to do for you. You still got to make sure that you eat. You still got to make sure that you have a roof over your head. You still got to make sure you got. That is not the fuck someone else's responsibility. Now, if y'all equally choose the desires to share and responsibilities of those things and commingle, then y'all should have a conversation about what that looks like. Cause some of y'all bitches are a little too goddamn demanding with what the fuck y'all bringing to the table. And nigga, some of y'all too fucking lazy for what the fuck y'all asking for these females to be willing to either accept, accommodate, or enjoy. We need to get some balance about this shit because some of this is just wild. Like, there used to be a standard. I know I taught them. But at some point, everybody tells you that they are the standard, they're the this and they're the that. And so you let them put all that stuff out there, and some of that shit is just shit. Everybody's mad. Like, I give you a perfect example. And this generation just being fucking delusional. Even older people, delusional, right? Somebody said Andre 3000 failed hip-hop. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember the quote verbatim, but it was a black guy. I was watching this, whatever. He just was saying something about Andre 3000 failed hip-hop because he didn't put out something with lyrics, because right now in a time of hip-hop, we need something with lyrics. Okay, now, two things can be true and false at the same time. Okay? In this time of bad lyricism, do we need an Andre 3000 lyrical album? Yes, that is true. I will give him that statement. But if you're telling me that Andre 3000 doesn't have enough music credibility across the scores of music that he's done, that he can't mentally do a flute album and give us some tranquil, then necessary moments. If you're telling me he can't give us that as well, then one, I just feel like you're not a true Andre 3000 fan, which I am, one of my favorite artists of all time, not just rappers, but artists of all time. But two, I don't think he has to carry that. I think he has enough rapping body of work that you can put on any one of his classics, and they can still go bar for bar with the test of time of music today. So what I think your problem is, instead of holding someone who has given you a great body of work that you can go choose from, and there's a standard in that body of work, and you're telling him that he must continue to give you what he's been giving you for 2, 3, 4 decades worth of music, that you're not holding this class that's out here now doing music to the same standards that we held him to, or that he even held himself to. So no, that's not fair, because in 50 years of hip-hop, all of those artists that you saw go from zero to however many years that they lived throughout in the lifestyle of hip-hop, we've seen them evolve, change, and morph over the years. So let's see growth in ourselves. Let's see growth in our community. Let's see growth in our economic structure. Let's see growth in our education system. Not just because not just always doing something because a dollar is attached to it. Yes, do we need to eat? Do we need to survive? Our bills due and bills need to be paid? Yes. But sometimes just 5 or 10 minutes of stopping to correct something, showing someone how to actually, that is the one thing that my mother did. She didn't tell me how to do something. She either showed me how to do it or she took me to the people, persons, or places that could show me how to do it. Ooh, y'all got me. Y'all got me a little end of the night. Y'all got to me tonight. Y'all did it. I'ma love on y'all. I'ma love on y'all just a little bit. All right, y'all. I know there's a couple of songs that are almost like tribute songs for me, and this song here is my personal favorite song of all time. And someone once asked me, they goes, how do you know that that's your personal favorite song? I said, well, when I realized it was my favorite song of all time, and I said, oh, man, that's my jam, that's my favorite. My mom said to me, you know, you got a lot of favorites. I'm like, nah, mom, like, this is it. Like, there's no other song, like, that's going to, like, beat this song. Like, there might be some songs that come in too close category for it, but, like, mom, this is my favorite. She goes, okay, explain to me why it's your favorite. So I've explained this song to a many of people over many of days, months, years. But I explained it to my mom in about 5 minutes, and she was like, okay. And this was one of the few songs that I could play in her house. And because I'm one of those people, when I find a song that I love, it goes in like my repeats, whatever. So like with the thumbs up things with Pandora and stuff like Spotify and Apple Music, when we went digital, like super, super digital, and I didn't have to keep making my own CDs anymore because, baby, listen, if y'all thought mixtape DJs was something, baby, I had my own mixtape, baby. Like, listen, baby. It was funny. Oh, God. I had my own. When I was in Iraq, I used to do the song of the day. And I didn't even know that thing was, like, so huge. Like, people be like, oh, man, I had this song of the day. I'm like, yo, who are you? Oh, like, I work for such and such and such and such. You know, it just gets sent all over the, you know, whatever. So this was when I was doing government contracting. So, like, I would send out a song of the day every single day. And I would have 2 preset emails for the weekend, so for Saturdays and Sundays. So this song right here is my number one favorite song of all time. And my mom knew it, and she loved it. And at one point, I think she was even walking around the house singing it. So we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Pacified, until the next time we speak. I hope that I can make you mine, for the love man fills your heart. And once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart.
Shows that will be popping up over the next few weeks. So definitely make sure you follow us on DJ's Roundtable on Facebook or Instagram. That is where you will be able to see all of our shows, promotional information, marketing, advertising, all of those good things. If you need to schedule a show, schedule any marketing, any promotional things for commercial breaks, sponsorship for shows, things of that nature, then you're going to want to email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. So that's djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Title it whatever you need it to be, but just reach out. That's where our production team will be able to see and reach out to you and get you put with the right plan or situation that would be beneficial to you. Yeah, that's the important thing. I just want to say, like, for me, I'm proud of myself. I put that on Facebook the other day. I'm solely a full-time 100% dad. I get to work on my businesses.
at my leisure now, but I get to be a full-time dad. And I told my mom I saw myself having a daughter at that time and that I was fully in her life and that I was able to be able to show her what a dad looks like. I am grateful for having a mother who could do everything that a woman needed to do in the 80s and the early 90s, raising kids, especially a boy. But one of the things that I've always told my mom that I wanted to do is I wanted to be in my children's life. I wanted to raise my kid. I wanted to be a part of my children's lives. I wanted to help them understand. I wanted to see things from their perspective. I wanted to be able to listen. I wanted to be able to be wrong. I wanted to be able to be confused and dumbfounded and have aha moments and all of those things. Because all of those things matter from the perspective of parenting because it helps you become a well-rounded person. I tell people all the time, don't tell me how great my daughter is. Tell me the things that I know is true because you can tell me, oh, my God, she's so beautiful and she was a pleasure and she was a joy. And yes, here's all of those things. They say the same things about me, but at the same time, my friends will tell you that there's a way about him. If you don't know who he is, you'll still find out. Her daughter's no different. Her grandmother was no different. Hell, her great-grandmother, man, listen, Lukey Locklear can come in a room and clear it. Her, you know, May Alice, you know, Elizabeth Smith and all us, just the wonderful women that have come before my daughter. I thank you, ladies, for everything that you have been, not just my mother, but all the women who've come before her and who are currently here with her now on earth. I appreciate everything that you have been, will be, and do, not just blood. Sometimes y'all got to understand that your village is bigger than sometimes just the blood that pumps through your veins. You know, the old people used to say, stay in your place and your time in all things. So we're going to do the word of the day. And it's three separate words, but I need you to look up all three of these words this week. And I need you to put them in this order. And I want you to write them specifically in this order because this is the way that you need to see them. The first word and definition you need to have is separation. The second word you need to have, growth. And then the third word that you need to have is trust. And this current season that you're going to go through, those are going to be the three most powerful words that you're going to continue to see. Separation, growth, trust. Anything that you don't separate yourself from it, it's still going to grow, and you're still going to have to believe in what it is that you see from it. But anything that you separate yourself from, the growth from it is going to be exponential. We don't realize some of the things that we are tying ourselves to are killing us, are slowing us down, are stifling our growth. We are continuously trying to put ourselves in a box that we've already burst from the seams from. If you're bursting from the seams from something, why are you still trying to squeeze yourself back into it? Oh, my fault, there's where growth came from. If
you separating yourself from things and growth keep happening, why can't you trust the process? Why do you have to continue to circle back to the beginning and start all over again when it's already showing you separation, growth, trust? Some things you just have to, whether it's energy, whether it's people, whether it's places. I've quit jobs in the middle of the day because of how the job made me feel. Ooh, no, the energy is just not going to work for me. Listen, one of us going to go to jail here. I got to go work somewhere else. No, what do we need to do to be able to keep you? It's like a whole department you got to clear to keep me. You want to get rid of that many people for little old me? It's not that serious. I go somewhere else. Cause I'm going to have to go in there and swing on that whole department. I'm going to have to go and listen. I'm going to have to whoop their ass to the end. Because I'm my mother's child, because what you're not going to do is try me. Ooh, Jesus. What you ain't going to do is try me with her little self. Well, Elizabeth reminds me so much of her because she's little, but she's mighty. I'm almost one of the strongest women I've ever met in my life. Separation, growth, trust. In that order, they matter. And it's time to lay some past shit to bed. It is time to lay some negative energies to bed. It is time to have some conversations and lay some stuff to bed for health's sake, for mental health's sake, for peace of mind, for peace of spirit, for tranquility, for emotional harvesting. There are some conversations that some of y'all need to have. Get it out the way so you can get that energy off of you, because this is a season to rest, renew, restore. It's crazy because, like, I just, like, all my visions have been coming in, ending in three, and I'm like, 20, okay, never mind. Okay, I got you. That's how we're going to take out the year with a bang. Okay, cool. Fuck with it. Be intentional on what you want in this season. That's what getting ready to, because some of y'all are getting ready to walk right into a retrograde that y'all not even ready for. It's coming. But look at your calendar. There's one more at the end of the year for this year. Communication is a big one for the end of this year. Go ahead. Put it in the air now. Be intentional for what you want, for when you need to be quiet. So say what you want now, because there's going to be a season where you intentionally need to be quiet. Y'all be waiting till when y'all need to be quiet, and then y'all want to scream loud, and that's when you should be quiet. So, I love y'all. I'm not even going to do a closeout song tonight. That was the word of the day. All right, we will be getting back to the original format of the show coming up this Wednesday. We're going to do Wild's Wednesday. Shit, hell, I almost forgot the name of the damn show. We're going to do Wild's Wednesday this upcoming Wednesday. We're going to get back to our normal format. So that's Black History, World History, birthdays, what day it is, Black People Are Dope, and all of our other segments that we typically have on the show. We'll be back to doing commercials, promos, advertising, all those other things like we said. Always, if you want to call into the show going forward, you know our number, 319-527-6703. You can email us at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. You can follow us at DJs Roundtable on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. you can follow me on Facebook. My page is Big Map. And whatever else we got out there. But like I said, follow us on all those platforms. You'll see all the different flyers, promos, different things going on. I love y'all. Thank y'all. And as always, I holla.